It's the Daily Offcast.
Nice. I love it.
Is this recording?
It is.
Okay. You didn't say, what do you usually say, like shooting or something?
No.
Oh, no, you say rolling. You never said rolling. I didn't
roll
know.
In. Oh, roll right. In is the roll is the phrase. In.
Oh, okay. Let's look at some cards. Do you like birds?
I do like birds, yes.
Do you like toucans?
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that it's Tucana. It is a toucan. I thought it was like a Cthulhu tentacles, but I realize now it's like a toucan beak.
I could see that too. Yeah, well, Liga's just amazing.
With the whole sun cosmic thing behind it.
Yeah.
All right. So Tucana. Okay, so Tucana is Tucana, probably. Is a unique Wayland upgrade that costs 2 and trashes for 1, remote server only. And it says, whenever an agenda scored or stolen from the server, you may search R&D for 1 piece of ice, install and res it, paying a total of 3 less. I assume that means install and res cost combined.
Yeah.
If you can't afford to res it, are you still able to install it for cheaper?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, does the res fizzle if it doesn't work? I have no idea.
Probably.
There's a fact on this.
I think I remember rules about, like, execute as much as you can kind of a thing.
Sounds right to me, yeah.
All right, so this
that
is
makes
a really
it better then. Yeah,
this is
I
a
like
really
that.
Cool card. So you get, I think it's from a tempo perspective, I think it's easy for people to forget. They're like, oh, I get the card I want. And, like, that's cool. But, like, you're also gaining 2 clicks whenever a card passively gets a search and install because
the draw and the install. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that is really credible. The card that taught me that was Jinja City Grid.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, obviously you get the insane discount once your server gets really big. But it was like, I was like, wait, this guy hasn't even gotten Jinja money, but somehow he's way ahead of me on like turn 6. What's going on?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, he's like 8 clicks ahead. Oh my gosh.
My dream for this is I have a handful of agendas and Arella and Sansan City Grid in a remote. And then you just windmill out agendas and somehow build like this massive server for nothing.
In like one turn?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Otherwise,
it's fine. It's good. You go get your border controls, obviously.
Yeah, it has to be. Does the ice you install have to be protecting the Tucana server, or it can be anywhere?
That's a great question.
I think it can be anywhere.
Install and res and ice. Yeah, just wherever you want. Oh, that's
wow.
Even better.
Oh my gosh, that's like really good.
Yeah, because I love just like leaving R&D open and then just going to score. And then I can do both. Oh my god. Wow. This is way better than I thought.
All right. I like this card a lot. So this is like Jinja, right?
A little. But Jinja is when you would draw that card. Right?
Oh.
When it goes into your hand, then you could go put it up top for 5 less.
Right. And Jinja Jinja was like, you know, 12 triggers a game, and this is going to be, you know,
2.
8.
Well, stolen 2. Probably 2.
I think this is going to be a really good card.
I think it's fine.
I think one thing
I think it's like amazing, but
one thing to consider tempo wise is when it triggers off of a steal, you technically are just getting like a refund for the tempo you lost for the runner stealing from your remote because you drew an install and possibly advanced the agenda. But like, let's say you're playing atlases and you're just never advancing them. You can throw it into your server. You trade tempo, which
for
is cool.
Sure.
That's pretty good, actually. I think that it does cost 1 to trash, so he's going to die.
When I first saw this, I was like, well, the immediate comparison for me is Malapert Data Vault, which gets you an operation.
Right, right.
Or any card?
Any card. Non-agenda card, I think.
That sounds right to me. So, and I was like, well, why would I want this? But like, yeah, you're right. The insta. Oh, that's just value.
I think you really want to protect it. You really do. You really wait. If they run the remote server and then they trash it and then they steal the agenda, I hope you still get the trigger, right?
You're good because it's persistent.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Love it. I love this.
Good. I love the art. I try it.
The art is quite good. I like the art a lot as well.
What other Brazilian animals do we like?
Capybaras?
Oh, those are good. Yeah, we already covered the capybaras. What about the tatu?
Is that an animal? What is that?
The tatubola. Yeah, this picture's really bad. Look it up on Netrunner DB.
No. Oh, you mean the one you linked me, or are you referring to the art?
No, I'm the picture I linked is like the original scoop and it's terrible quality.
Oh, I see.
But
okay.
The art is super cute. It's those little like armadillos that roll into a ball.
Oh, it's like, an armadillo.
They play sports with them in the El Dorado children's movie.
Oh,
have you seen that one?
Oh, Quest for El Dorado?
Maybe.
I have not watched that film, but it looks fun.
It's family-friendly fun, maybe.
I'm into that.
Yeah. Tatubola, 2 cost barrier, 1 strength. When the runner passes this ice, you may swap it with a piece of ice in HQ if you do game 4. And it's just got 1 and the run. I think this is very fun. This is very fun. Swapping, super fun. We haven't seen swapping since... what's his face with the one eye? The little Japanese statue. No one knows.
What?
Oh, there was a swap card in R&R, but it was like... It was bad. No one played it.
So, this... You swap this after they pass it. So,
yeah.
Like, you can use this to sort of reorder your ice, kinda.
Kinda?
And
This is just ultimate gear check, right?
And you, you move it around, and then you don't... When you do the swap, they're already past the new ice, so...
They won't encounter it. But next time, so if it's a server, you know they'll attack again, you put a better ice on there. You make money doing it, so you can res it next time. Like, this is amazing.
I would say... posted
on it.
Oh, yeah.
Trashed.
Yeah, so it's kind of an anti-Trojan gear check. It's like, get a Fractor. You need to run a Fractor in your deck.
Yeah.
And you need to keep
then,
it alive.
Yeah, just don't host anything on it, you weirdo.
I like this a lot. Like you said, it's a gear check. It's a fundamentally good gear check, and it refunds its tempo. I think, you know, you're looking at it and you spent two credits to res it, and then when you pop it back, you get 4 credits, which is cool.
Cool.
You spent technically a click to install it, which is still a good deal.
Back with the new install, so whatever.
That's a good one. Right. I would say early game you are gaining 2 credits for a click when you pop this back. But once you start dealing with install costs, then it's down to 1 and then it's down to 0, which is still it's still really good. It's technically tempo positive.
You could
early
just
game.
Swap 2 tatubolas back and forth and just make money that way.
Say
they were stuck in a loop,
like on R&D. It's like a pop up window at that point, but it's way better.
Well, you're making 2, but I don't think it's that good because once every I don't know. I'm just saying you could. I think this is great because you swap out your good ice and then you have this kind of crappy ice.
Wow.
And then you Ponce reviewed out for $1 million.
I think there's a lot going on with this card. I didn't even think about the scenario you just mentioned of infinitely just swapping the same 2, and every time they pass it, you net 2 credits, which is crazy good. And then I think there's something to be said for resing it, the gear checking, popping it back into your hand, and then that enables you to res a more powerful ice. Like the same run, which is not really like a tempo play, but it is a really interesting.
It's good
like,
for your board.
It could be good for like, you know, scoring out a remote or something like that. It could give you money to score an agenda. It could give you money to turn on, like to play your hedge fund.
It's so flexible. I think we'll see this everywhere.
I agree.
And even just because it's a cheap end the run, like, that's just good.
Yeah, this card is doing a lot of work.
Yeah, like, it's, see, like, first time I read it, I was like, I don't get it. It sucks. But, like, oh, man. Oh, the more you think about it, oh, this is like the bird with the hands all over again.
Yeah, it's really good. This is really good. I like it. And it's just anti Trojan tech, which is just good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I like, I remember Sanjay made this video about how many barriers Jinteki has, and it was not a lot. I think it was two. So now they have Chiashi rotated. Now they get this, which is nice.
This is way better.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the Jinteki thing, right? They're like cheap end the run ice that moves around.
Yeah, like, yeah, this is kind of thimble riggy, but not the same. It doesn't change places with other ice. Well, it does, but the ones in your hand. Yeah, I think it's cool.
Wow. Anyways. Cool beans. All right, what else?
My friend Daniela Jorge Inesio.
All right.
Two costs, Psysop. Is she a moving one like our friend Vovo? She's not, no. As an additional cost of trash, this the runner must add two cards from the grip to the bottom at random to the bottom of the stack. My cards, persistent. So even if you trash her, an additional cost to steal an agenda, the runner must add two cards from the grip at random to the bottom of the stack. Wow.
Okay.
Two trash. All right. I mean, the two cards.
So the corp installs this card and rezzes it. It costs you two to res, it costs them two to trash, they're losing two cards. So it's tempo even, actually, which is really good. That's really, no, it's not tempo even because they spent a click to run. So
you're winning. You're winning.
You're winning off of this already. I was playing some games with this and with Steve-O, and we actually won a game because of it, because they ran out of cards. And then they couldn't
they couldn't steal agendas from there because they didn't have cards to shuffle.
They couldn't overdraw. So they had like two cards in hand, but in order to steal, they had to put them under on the bottom of the deck. So it's like it's definitely like a late game win con on its own.
Huh, I didn't even think of that. That's cool. No, I mean, I just thought of like Fuji Asset, like the Obokata replacement, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Obviously combos with that because, you know, that does two damage. You know, if you have to then shuffle to steal, like, you might not just be able to steal it, right? Like, it might.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens if you access Fuji.
You take two damage.
No, because when the agenda is scored or stolen, do two net damage off Fuji. And this is as an additional cost.
Steal.
So you would have to shuffle first and then take the two cards. And then if you're playing against PE, you take one more. That's like five cards out of your hand. That's like a lot of, that adds up, you know?
And it might counter your steel skin if you're holding steel skin in hand.
Right.
Because you don't
get to pick. They're at random. Yeah.
So if you had four cards in hand and one of them was steel skin, you run. There's a 50% chance that you die because your steel skin is shuffled and then you.
That's fun.
Do you commit to stealing, then shuffle the cards, and then after seeing which cards are removed, are you obliged?
Pay the cost of bottoming your cards. Is this shuffle? It's a bottom, right?
It's bottom.
Yeah, so you pay the cost of bottoming and then you're committed because you paid the cost. Or you can say, I do not want to pay the cost, and everything just stays.
Yeah, but if you do choose to pay the cost, you were then obliged to steal.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this card is actually a little bonkers.
It's pretty good.
And I think also you can see that Jinteki is moving towards this like super powerful remote server play again, where they're going to stack a bunch of upgrades in a single server. And then they're like, if you come in, oh, there's going to be like 9 million guns pointed at you and you're not getting out.
Yeah.
Which is great. That combos with Anemone, combos with Daniela, combos with Hokusai if you're playing PE, which combos with Adrian. So we were doing Adrian plus Hokusai.
And because you get the Hokusai damage, then the Adrian Sai.
And then,
oh, that's mean.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you know, if you win the side game, they run again. They have to run again. So you're just getting double triggers off of the Hokusai. Oh, side,
sick.
Which is pretty cool. And then you combo Den Yellow with this, plus BE, plus Fuji. It's a lot of stuff. Yeah. The new Jinteki is monster remote.
It's a lot of upgrades, but yeah, it's scary. Scary stuff.
Cool.
Those are the cards we had for today. It's a short one.
Where'd these come from?
Oh, geez. Uh-oh, are those people? I have no idea. Let me look it up real quick.
Oh, no.
Are those people?
Oh, no, we don't know.
Oh.
We just found them on the internet and we're talking about them on a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, we're just stealing them for our own gain.
Oh.
Metropole Grid? Okay, so Tucana is from a StimHack article on the site StimHack.com.
Okay.
So that's interesting. And Tatubola and Daniela are from QVM, who also designed Tatubola there.
Ah!
And that was spoiled on a Bayoken stream, I think. Bayoken, real OG.
I saw that Bayoken did a post on YouTube, yeah. and I was like, whoa, this is a throwback. Like,
yeah. For like,
what, 7 years ago or something like that?
I mean, I remember he did like Kumalo videos. Was Kumalo really 7 years ago? Probably not. Probably more like five.
5 years ago.
Still, damn.
Jeez.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was really pleased to see that. That's fantastic. All right. Awesome. All right. Good talk, Phil. See you tomorrow.
That's Daily Offcast.
Bye.